During the past month, gasoline prices have risen 20% or more in some parts of the country, draining drivers' wallets as they fill up their gas tanks.
It's very disturbing. I mean, it's very disheartening when you have to go to the gas pump now.
They're really robbing your pocket.
And it's absolutely maddening.
There is sympathy from gasoline vendors who pass along higher fuel costs to their customers.
People here complain all the time, and that's direct money that's coming out of the economy to fill your tank.
Speculators have bid up the price of oil amid tensions surrounding Iran, a major supplier of crude, and signs of a U.S. economic recovery expected to boost demand for energy. U.S. domestic oil production is up, but America's capacity to convert crude into gasoline is not. Republicans blame President Barack Obama, who has limited new drilling and rejected an oil pipeline from Canada. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
And we've now reached a point where gasoline prices are 100% higher than they were when the president came to office. America is an energy-rich country. It is high time we began to exploit the resources that we already have.
The president accuses opponents of election year political opportunism and a short-sighted fixation on oil drilling.
No, we can't just drill our way to lower gas prices.
Mr. Obama continues to champion greater fuel economy and alternative energy sources.
We need a sustained, all of the above strategy that develops every available source of American energy. Oil, gas, wind, solar, nuclear, biofuels, and more. We need to keep developing the technology that allows us to use less oil in our cars and trucks.
Not everyone is complaining about higher fuel prices. Car dealerships report a surge in demand for fuel-efficient vehicles.
It's been a great week. It's almost doubled and tripled in sales just over the last 5 days.
For everyone else, a somber reality. Gasoline prices could rise even further in a few months during the summer vacation season. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.